Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Now back to The Fan Late Night with Sean Trotok on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
I'm excited. I'm not even going to mess around. I'm not even going to let you two play. I'm going to talk to Adrian Dater. The Avalanche start their season on Thursday. Our fan hockey insider from Adrian Dater, ColoradoHockeyNow.com, joins us. AD, all the talking's over. Mikko Rantanen is back on a six-year deal. How did the Avalanche feel coming into their first game on Thursday?
Well, just like we said, right, Sean? It was going to be just a slam dunk signing, no problem. No drama at all with that whole thing, right?
Well, glad that's over. Everyone needs a deadline, right?
Yeah. Just glad it's over. There were a lot of twists and turns in that whole thing. How do the Avs feel, Sean? I think pretty good. Look, this is, like I wrote tonight on my site, I think this is the deepest, best team they've had personnel-wise on paper. Really, I think since the 2003-04 season when they had that, you know, that was the team that had Kariya, Solani, Forsberg, Sakic, Blake, Foote, you know, pretty good roster. But, you know, they didn't win that cup. They only made it to the second round. But, you know, this is the best team on paper they've had since then, I think. It's got more depth at forwards, it looks for sure like. You know, their defense is got Cale Makar on it now. I think that's just like adding an all-star. And now you've got, you know, youngsters that are starting already to come on the team, like Connor Timmins, who I'm sure we'll talk about here in a second. But, it's such a tough conference. So every team is going to be so close. But I think the Avalanche have better personnel than, you know, I was in the Western Conference. I'm only thinking maybe a couple teams have better personnel on paper than the Avs, and maybe Vegas, maybe, I guess arguably you could have, you know, St. Louis or something, you know, that arguably. So I think it's a good young team, and I can't wait for a Thursday night.
Well, it stands to reason that they're not only going to make the playoffs, but look, they clinched it in game 82 a couple years ago. They clinched it in game 81 last year. I think they're going to clinch one a little earlier than that this year. But this is, you look at it, and it's fair to say Nathan MacKinnon probably will be a Hart Trophy candidate. Cale Makar should be a Calder candidate. There are guys that could improve all over the place. But the question here, and we've seen this at times, it's not quite the same situation as when they snuck into the playoffs with Patrick Waugh in the year he won the Jack Adams Award. But the expectations with a young team sometimes can be problematic, especially out of the gate. How do the Avs avoid that and stay even keeled as opposed to going, hey, we're buying into our press clippings, we might be competing for the cup right now, and then you accidentally find yourself getting complacent?
Yeah, I mean, you're always a little worried when you get a little overhyped at the start of the season and you haven't even played yet. I mean, look what just happened to Colorado Rockies Baseball Club. I mean, didn't we all hear how this is the best team they ever had?
Exactly.
And look what happened. I mean, you know, there's so many things that can go wrong, of course, for a team. And namely, injuries are always a worry. That'll never change. If, you know, Nathan MacKinnon tears up a knee all of a sudden, you're talking about, you know, a lot less of a team. But this team has, you know, a lot of plugged up holes that I think they had last year. And I think the biggest thing is that second line. But that said, you know, the second line is still a bit unproven here. We've still got Tyson Jones at left wing. He has not proven himself yet. Right now, it looks like Andrei Burakovsky is going to be the second line right wing. He's never really proven himself. So the thing that that was the Avalanche's biggest weakness last year, that I think will be their one of their better strengths again, you know, that they've fixed, I think it'll turn out that way, but it's still yet to be proven. So I guess there's always worry, you know, Is that third and fourth line really better depth-wise than we should? You know, is it as good as we think? You know, is this guy from Vegas really that good? Belmar, is JT Compher really ready for a third-line center role? There's a lot of things that you could worry about, but I don't think that, you know, I think we're starting to nitpick a little here when you start worrying about that stuff. But the overall big picture is this should be a very good team.
Yeah, there are the ceilings. I get your point, though, when you're talking about Jost and Burakovsky. A lot of it is sort of presuming they're going to break out, and you presume that the Nassim Kadri on that line also is going to get back to that sort of 30-goal form. And probably, I mean, the truth of the matter is probably all three of those guys won't accomplish that.
Yeah, I know. And like you said, though, about the start, I mean, I don't think I answered that perfectly. The start is, I mean, they've got a pretty tough early schedule. They've got Calgary Thursday night. They won the West last year in the regular season. So Avs knocked them off, of course, but you know they're going to be as motivated as they probably will be for a regular season game. This one, they've got three home games after that, and they should win at least two of those, I think, but. Then they go on the road for a really tough six-game road trip right after that. Six games. Pittsburgh, Washington, the two Florida teams, then on to St. Louis, who won the Cup, and then finishing up in Vegas, which is going to be a very tough opponent, on a Friday afternoon, I believe. So, you know, those are games 5 through 10 on the schedule. And, you know, if you only win, let's say, if you only go like 2-2 in your first four home games, then you go, let's say, you know, 2-4 on your road trip, you come back 4-8 or something, you know, whatever it is, 4-6 there, you know, you can get in a hole pretty quick in this league, and they're tough to get out of. So, especially when everybody's so close. So, yeah, it's going to be a little pressure on this team. That said, you know, it's 82 games, things balance out. You know, the fact is they usually do pretty well on those early season road trips, too. I think they've almost always done real well on them, actually, that I can always think of. So, yeah, it's going to be tough as always, but, you know, this team, I think, is going to be ready for that challenge.
We're talking with fan hockey insider Adrian Dater of ColoradoHockeyNow.com. You can follow him on Twitter at adater. I'd highly recommend you do so. And Adrian, one of the biggest questions, of course, and he looks like he's ready, but is Philip Grubauer really ready for what Jared Bednar has indicated will be 50 to 55 starts this year? Is he ready to take that mantle of responsibility? Because if he doesn't, his backup, Pavel Francouz, he's already 29 and is a guy that spent most of his career not at the NHL level.
No, I know. We could worry a little bit about the goaltending if we wanted to. I mean, they are going with a backup goalie who's only played two games ever in the regular season in his career. Unproven. He was pretty good in the preseason, a little shaky at times. So I'm sure he's going to have to work through some serious butterflies those first few games he plays this level in the regular season. But I don't know. I think I'd like the kid for the most part. I think he's got looks like to be pretty good technique, good fundamentals. So Grubauer, you know, I think he'll be all right. I think he's, you know, I'm not sure he's going to win the Vezina or anything, but I think he's going to be able to play 55 games and. Yeah, I know he's in good shape. I don't think it'll be a problem with endurance or anything. It's just being good enough, I guess, and keep sort of building on what he did at the end of the last year. I mean, that's what we are sort of expecting, I think. I think he's going to have a better team in front of him. So, yeah, I think he's going to be okay. And if not, then, you know, they're going to have to go with the kid, Francouz, and see what he can do. If that fails, well... Then you start looking at the AHL, I guess. They just did acquire a guy named Antoine Bebo. Don't know anything about him, really, but he's acquired. So, you know, goaltending is either a worry or it's not. So it's a tough position, and everybody blames them for everything going wrong and gives too much credit when they win. So, but I think we'll be all right.
Last one for you, AD. Look, it's hard to not salivate over this if you're a hockey fan. But if teams are taking a penalty against the Avalanche, they might really pay. How special could this power play unit be?
Well, it looks great on paper. I will say, though, that, you know, in the preseason, I think they only went like something like 2 for 28 on the power play. It looks great on paper, though. I mean, Kale McCarr missed practice today, and Connor Timmins actually played the first quarterback on the power play, first power play, which I thought was a pretty nice compliment for a kid who eventually made the team later that day. Great day for him. But McCarr is supposed to be back. You know, a little tweak he had, but he's supposed to be able to play further. So you've got McCarr and McKinnon basically on the points, with McKinnon kind of being a little bit of a rover down below from the blue line down to the half boards, probably a little bit. And then Kadri's in the middle, sort of the pivot man there. And then Landeskog and Rantanen down low. Those are five good power play players that, you know, I like what I've seen of Kadri so far, how he plays with his back to the goal. He's always looking to tip and stuff like that. But when the puck does go to that, he turns right around and goes harder than that. McKinnon, Landeskog, Rantanen, we already know what they can do. I guess the question will be, how quick does Kale McCarr take over, in a quality way for as the power play quarterback, replacing Tyson Barrie? I think all signs look good. I'm sure he's going to have to just get more, you know, get reps, get games under his belt. People forget he's never played a regular season game yet. I think it's a damn good looking power play. I think the preseason was a bit of a fluke, but they do need to obviously get going now, and I think they will. And I think it's going to be a good power play.
He is Adrian Dater from ColoradoHockeyNow.com, our fan hockey insider. Make sure you follow him at adater on Twitter. And Adrian, I can't wait to drop the puck here. I'm looking forward to talking to you on Thursday after the Avs get their first game under their belt. Hopefully, it'll be a win, because boy, this town needs somebody to win a game at some point.
I can't wait, Sean. I can't wait to talk after that game. Hopefully, it's a fun game to break down.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Adrian. Adrian Dater, again, make sure you follow him on Twitter, adater, and check out everything he's doing at ColoradoHockey.com. Looking back at the Broncos, NFL.com started to already look ahead to the draft. That sounds crazy, but then again, when you're 0-4, is it really? Probably not. We know the Broncos are one of the few 0-4 teams in the league, but you might be very surprised at where NFL.com says they'll pick. Talk about that next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.